A musician who makes a successful Christmas album is assured of a long career, with the songs returning year after year. And this season, we've been hearing some of the newest entries into that field, including this. So take some time and start today to give some joy and hope away. Gospel singer Mandisa was a finalist on American Idol in 2006. Since then, she's received 3 Grammy nominations, and now she's out with an update to her 2008 album, It's Christmas, the Christmas Angel Edition, it's called. The holiday season is here now, but it was not when Mandisa was recording the album in July. It required some decorating to get it done.
We have to make this studio really festive. We have to put up a Christmas tree and some lights to get me thinking about Christmas.
Seriously? You put a Christmas tree in the studio for this?
Absolutely,
yeah. Oh, that's great. So I can hear the kind of tinsel or the sound of some needles falling off or whatever.
Exactly. You probably will. And you might hear some fireworks going off in the background, too, for 4th of July.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of what you've put on this album. And in fact, let's listen to some. There's a song, let's listen to a bit of it, called Christmas Makes Me Cry.
This song is taking on a different meaning for me this year, considering what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. I think about those mothers and fathers who are celebrating this Christmas without their children. You know, for people like that, or for people who have lost loved ones during this time, or people who have loved ones serving in the military, I just wanted to make sure that they knew they weren't forgotten, and every tear that we cry, that we're not crying it alone, and that there are a lot of people who need comforting this time of year.
Well, let's listen to some of one other song from your album here. It's got a very simple title, maybe deceptively simple. It's Christmas. This time of the year, we're gonna celebrate it's Christmas. Okay, what do you mean by pointing out the obvious there?
Well, for me, certain things just remind me of Christmas. I never feel like it's Christmas until I've seen It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh.
And I wanted to celebrate the things that make it Christmas for me.
I'd put It's a Wonderful Life in there, but I think I'd probably go for A Christmas Story and the Charlie Brown Christmas Special, perhaps.
Yeah, those aren't my favorites. I don't know why they feel depressing to me. I prefer, you know, thinking about things like Miracle on 34th Street. I mean, that's a happy-go-lucky kind of a movie, and I think I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of a girl. Come, they told me,
pa-dum-bum-pum-pum. You have also done your version of Little Drummer Boy. Let's listen. Baby Jesus, pa-dum-bum-pum-pum. I like this song, but I think there may be no Christmas song that is more likely to enrage some people or cause them to turn off the radio.
Okay, well, let me tell you why this is probably my favorite Christmas song.
All right.
I think the meaning gets lost. The fact of the matter is that we all have gifts and talents, and God wants us to use those to really just worship Him. And for this little boy, he couldn't sing. He probably wasn't a great preacher, but he could play the mess out of some drums. And the other thing, I think Little Drummer Boy is often a very somber song, but if you think about it, he's playing drums, and that's usually a party. So I love my version because at the end of it, it's a big old party.
Mandisa's new album is called It's Christmas, Christmas Angel Edition. This is NPR News.